Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
How are you guys doing? Welcome over here. This episode is sponsored by Ground News. I'm by myself. No, Willie, where are you at, buddy? I kind of miss you. I wish we could play a Sarah McLachlan. And then, oh, you know, he's just right here. He's not here anymore, Willie. I need you back. He's in Australia. I am by myself currently. It's kind of crazy. We're having to go through tough times over here on the podcast. We got, I'm going to be by myself, legitimately. My other camera guy that you guys have seen with me, or haven't seen with him, I don't even know if you guys have ever seen him. They have never seen you guys. Charles is a really good kid. He's been with me for a couple of years now. I'm actually handing him off to another buddy of mine because they really need some help. So I'm really going to be alone. I'm going to be all alone back here. No Willie, no Charles. He's going to be here. I'm so screwed. I'm going to be all alone, but I'm going to be here for you guys, I guess. All right, so Ukraine, for one, the weather. The weather is finally letting up. It's going to be let up by the end of this weekend. So here in a couple days, it's going to be, I think it's like in the low 50s right now. All next week and into the following week, it's going to go from the mid to low 50s, high 50s right now, to mid 60s to 70s and all sunny. Okay, so think about that. We've been thinking about this offensive that's supposed to be taking place. And I know I'm going to use air quotes here, offensive, because right now maybe it's just me. It might be in pessimistic. I think that might be the word I'm using, but I have not been very optimistic over the last 2 weeks because they've done a really good job on keeping intel close. Other than I say the Ukrainians have, they really have. Americans, on the other hand, not so much, which that's one of the big things that's going on right now. A set of highly classified Pentagon documents have actually been leaked. And they've been kind of trickled out. Actually, I say a couple weeks. It started actually, I think, during the pandemic, just so you are aware. The more I read into this, I think it's actually done this. It actually is a major security breach. Revealed a bunch of American intelligence that's been gathering on key partners, by the way, adversaries and competitors, which it does include, of course, China. Not a massive, I get it. We're going to be looking at everybody. Like we are literally looking at France. We're looking at Germany. We're looking at, we don't know what everybody is doing. South Korea, you know, like South Korea was on the list. I don't know about France and Germany, but I know South Korea is on the list. But many of these documents are actually pertaining to like stuff that's happening on the battlefield inside of Ukraine and the Russian war as a whole. And some is showing to the degree where the United States has actually penetrated the Russian Ministry of Defense. That's shocking there. It's kind of good. Good job, America. And the Russian mercenary group, the Wagner Group, we actually apparently penetrated that as well. Now, one of these documents says that China could be using Ukrainian strikes on targets deep inside of Russia as an opportunity to cast the fact that NATO is the aggressor. Now, this is something I'm sure a lot of us are not like saying it's too crazy or too far-fetched, because China has been looking at a way to help Russia fulfill their needs inside of Ukraine. Now, they're going to possibly increase their aid to Russia if they deem that these attacks were significant. Some people actually believe that these documents were released a little bit by the Pentagon, which I don't know if that's fully true. Maybe they threw some out there to kind of like muddy up the waters, because this guy, which we're going to find out here in a second, they did an entire raid on his house. He was outside reading his book, by the way. This was just a couple hours ago. He was outside reading his book. Imagine his last little bit of sunlight he's ever going to have in his life. And you know what's kind of crazy? He started doing this when he was 18. So when you're an 18-year-old male, my wife and I were having this conversation this morning. I know men in America that we don't really fully develop mentally, like up here, up in the cranium, you know, like up here, until we're like 27, 28. When I was 24, I was a completely different man than I was at 28. Different at 33. Different at 21. Women, I think they hit 18, they're like, all right, we're at least 25 in the brains. Once they hit 25, they're the same as being a 50-year-old woman. They're all the same. I'm just
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Calm down. But they're at least they're not as childish as men. Like, still, like, to this day, if I get around a buddy of mine and we're in our mid-30s, I'm probably going to, like, I don't know, do something really stupid. I was going to say, like, flick the nuts, but that's, like, something I did when I was in my lower 20s in the military. Like, that's funny. I don't do that anymore, but you guys know what I mean? Like, women don't do that. Men do that kind of dumb stuff. I know I want a little bit of a rant there, but China's also saying they're going to respond more strongly. Or they said that China would respond more strongly and more likely increase the scale and scope of its material to willing to actually provide to Russia if Ukrainian strikes hit like certain locations of high strategic value or appeared to target like senior Russian leaders. They did actually, by the way, talking about Russian, I'm not going to say leaders, but the gentleman who was just killed last week inside the coffee shop, they actually arrested the gentleman they think who was responsible for that attack, the one that happened in St. Petersburg. We're also apparently somewhat concerned, as we should be, with China's ability to create weapons. We might not be able to counter currently. Okay, this is something that I think a lot of people may like look past and just want to put blinders on. But we have talked about this as well. The hypersonic glide vehicles is what they're called. But five times the speed of sound. Okay, I think it's what it is. They can maneuver in flight at that speed, which is going to make it absolutely impossible to shoot down. I mean,
so it's about 1 mile per second.
1 mile per second. Okay. Wow, 1 mile per second. How fast would? Okay, here's a question for you. Here's an even crazier question. How long would it take one of those to fly across? How long would it take to fly across the United States? That is by far the world's most advanced hypersonic weapon ever development ever. Like, there's no way we could actually accurately take this thing down and be like, yo, we're going to take this. It's not going to happen. 30 minutes to go from New York to LA. That's how fast it travels. That's like an 8-hour flight or something in an airplane. 7.5-hour flight in an airplane. It can fly around the world in 4 hours. You can't take that down. Fly around the entire Mother Earth in 4 hours. God bless. That is just, I know we haven't touched very much what's been related to the Ukrainian war and the documents and stuff. We're going to go in depth with that. Don't worry. There is believed to be some infighting between Russian officials. Yes. Infighting between the FSB and Defense Ministry. This is also some of the stuff that's inside this leaked intel document. I don't think it took a very intelligent person to figure this one out with the amount of people that have found themselves flying out of 8-story windows here recently. I don't think it was really that difficult to figure that one out. They do not like each other. It's like the same. You know when you guys see those shows here in America, like, oh, the CIA, oh, the FBI. Now, Prigozhin has actually accused Russian defenses, like the entire establishment, of creating major problems on purpose with the ammunition supplies. This was also inside of those documents. He went as far as accusing the leadership of the Russian Defense Ministry of treason for failing to get ammunition to Wagner fighters and also not helping with air transport. Now, treason, I don't know if that's a word to be using, because remember, Prigozhin, his whole thing is they are not a part of the Russian military. So you can't, they're private. So how is it treasonous? Not shocking either way, if it would be true. But last week he was tempted of completely pulling his men out of Ukraine. You know, in Bakhmut, go other words, like other words, other ways. Now others divulge significant weaknesses inside the Ukrainian weaponry, which I'm gonna tell you guys right now. We all knew this from the very beginning. Like Ukrainian weaponry as a whole is very, very weak. It's all, like, now it's turned into more American. Their air defense is weak. Their battalion sizes and readiness, the critical point, like, right now, it actually talks about that. They're at the critical point of this war. It's saying inside there. And Ukraine forces are now preparing to launch this counteroffensive against the Russians. It was inside there as well, which the Ukrainian government has put out that it has not changed the fact that they're still on track to hit their due date, is how we're going to put it, for their counteroffensive. And the U.S. and Ukraine have actually begun to develop more mutually trusting relationships over intelligence sharing. Okay, yeah, I don't know if I believe that one now. Think about that. That was inside of those documents. Oh my God, we're so excited. We're all mutually trusting of each other. What? We just had this massive leak by a guy that was 21 years old that was inside the Air National Guard. Air National Guard. You know what? Speaking about that, today we're actually going to be diving into the issue with our help of our new sponsor, Ground News. This is one of the most interesting news sites I've actually ever used. It's made my life a ton easier because it puts related articles from around the world into one place. Makes my life, my God, it makes it so easy. So I'm talking about, this is what I like. Like, I can see suspected leaker of top secret Pentagon documents been arrested, and it gives me everything. News, coverage, and details, which you see over in the top right-hand corner. Leaning left, leaning right, center. It's pretty much, well, it looks like a lot of the leaning right sites are not really covering this that much. Look, it's all mostly just left and center. That's what I love about it. You can scroll down through here and actually tells you which side is coming for, which way they lean. I like it. Time of location, it's great. I love it. It's really good. Bias distribution, I love it. It makes my life so much easier. So if I'm actually looking at something, I know it's going to have some sort of bias, which every single news outlet has this. Everybody knows Fox is right, CNN's left. But guess what? All these ones in the middle that you have no idea what they are, it tells you right here. So that's one of my favorite things about this site. I also can read and compare every single article on this topic to see what the details are being like emphasized, exaggerated, left and right entirely. I can even follow specific locations and or topics that I'm interested in. Ukraine, war, military, whatever it is. Whatever you guys like, you can actually just follow that one topic. And one of the things I love most about Ground News is the fact it highlights blind spots, which are news articles and stories that are disproportionately covered by one side of the political spectrum. That's phenomenal. They also have a great app that will give you guys access right now if you guys sign up, where you guys can just swipe between headlines to see all the viewpoints on a single story. It's a really great way to stay on top of the issues without getting sucked into the spin. So go to ground.news/speak and try for yourself. It's very, very easy. It'll be linked to the top description. That is ground.news/speak. I'm telling you guys, check them out. It makes my life a million times easier when I'm trying to go over some stuff with you guys, which I'm about to right now. And that's the story of this crazy son of a gun who started off the age of 21, thought it would be a good idea to go in and, I don't know. He's an Air National Guardsman. He's linked to the whole Pentagon classified. I think we just talked about here a second ago, which we're talking about even more. Now, this suspect actually, he leaked all the classified documents from all the government sites that identified his name is actually Jack Teixeira. You guys know what I'm saying. The old baseball player, Teixeira. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He's a 21-year-old member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. Okay, this right here, 21 years old, Air National Guard, and no idea how you got into this. It is pretty crazy to me, to be completely honest with you guys. He was with the 102nd Intelligence Wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. He was linked to a small Discord gaming chat group that was named Thug Shaker Central. That is what this guy's from. That's where all these documents are. Like, that's even that kind of crazy. There was about 20, 30 people that were gathered. It's where a trove of classified U.S. intelligence documents were leaked over the last few months. Okay. The leaks actually began during the pandemic, like I told you guys earlier, meaning that this now 21-year-old has been doing this for 3 years. 3 years. And the thing that I want to ask is, I was in the military. I know it's not really easy to get access to certain documents. You got to be in certain, like me, I was like, say I was like 11, like any job other than.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Being an actual intel guy, you have no idea what's going on. I don't care if you have a secret or top secret. Like, you're not getting access to certain type of things. Like, it just doesn't really. And why is this guy, being the age that he is, how did he even get into it? Like, how? How such highly classified information, how was he able to get in? This young guy, he shouldn't be able to do that. 100%. That's why privates in the military should not have access really to anything other than their cell phone and food. That's literally it. Legitimately. Cell phones are very questionable at something. You know, you're right. Cell phones are actually questionable sometimes because they can make a mess of everything. Now, that was the only thing that I actually found on Ground News today after doing a quick little search. So apparently, it is now confirmed that we actually had some U.S. Special Forces on the ground side of Ukraine, which got, I mean, I'm not really shocked because they made this like this big headlines and I was going through Ground News and it was like one of the things that was like pretty much portrayed everywhere when I started scrolling through Ukraine stuff. And I think it was more or less for the fact that these companies like CNN or Fox or just, which one am I on now? New York Post. Because this is the thing about Ground News is they're pulling everything for you, all the data, and you can choose which one you want to click on. So I just clicked on New York Post. And you scroll through it, and by the time you get to the end, you're like, oh, God, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, there was nearly 100 special forces from 5 Western countries, okay, including more than a dozen Americans. Oh, my God, a dozen have been operating on the ground inside of Ukraine. That's coming from that same leaked document. Now, these documents had no further details about what they actually did and what their nature of them. I mean, I could tell you guys where they were. I mean, I don't even, I got this far and I already know what it is. John Kirby came out, which I actually believe him. There was a very small U.S. military presence that was located at the embassy in Kiev. It makes sense, right? They probably pop in and out. It was probably sent by Washington to actually monitor them while they're there. They're not there all the time. The U.K. apparently has deployed 50 of their elite, it literally says elite fighters, which that's kind of weird as well. More than half of Western special forces are actually active inside of Ukraine. I don't think that's a big thing. They're not going to send an American or a U.K. or... It's an advising role, yes. That's what it is. They're over there advising. My guy made a very good point. They're over there advising. They're not on the ground like doing it. They're in Kiev, for God's sakes. They're sitting in a very nice hotel, drinking coffee every morning, wearing... I wouldn't say they're playing soldier, but they are playing soldier in the middle of that town. They're not really doing anything. The Kremlin actually said yesterday, by the way, this makes it even better, that it was very unclear who leaked the documents referring to the foreign special forces were authentic, but they are already known about. Instructors from NATO countries were actually active inside of Ukraine. Yes, they have been. And I wouldn't call them instructors, but they're more advisors. I guess an advisor instructor is kind of the same deal. But anyway, you guys get what I'm saying. Now we switch our attention back over to Ukraine, in the mindset that I think over the coming week is going to be a big one. I think the next week is going to be big. I really do. And how quickly the weather is about to turn around, we're going to see a lot of things start changing pretty drastically. And I would hope the Ukrainians have planned this counteroffensive in the idea that there is a chance the Russians could be doing the same thing. Like, if I'm seeing the weather turn, they're seeing the weather turn. Because when the weather turns, a lot of you guys may not realize this, I know air hasn't been a big deal. Air assets haven't been a big deal inside of Ukraine. But when it's really cloudy, really windy, really nasty weather, air could go red at times. Like air, when here in America, like when air is red, they can't fly. It's a bigger risk for the pilot than it's actually worth. They don't go out. And with clear skies and sunny and beautiful, guess what? Air assets can be used. They can actually see really far. They're going to be able to hit artillery even farther. They're going to be able to see stuff. You know what I mean? It's a whole battlefield is going to change significantly. We're currently seeing Ukrainians right now. I'm still controlling the route that actually leads into Bakhmut, that are feeding their men and supplies in and out of the city. But it is slowly collapsing over the past week. Now, over the last 24 hours or 48 hours or so, the Russians actually haven't taken any spots or any chunks of Bakhmut, which is kind of crazy. And they actually launched a counteroffensive that was in the center of the city, which... When I mean they took one building, they literally took one building. That's what kind of fighting is going on right now. So when people are saying, why aren't you doing more mapping? Well, there's nothing for me to show. I can do a really zoomed up portion of a street, and it's literally I can X off a house. But guess what? An hour later, that house can be taken back. That's not really beneficial to anybody. You know what I mean? Right now, 70-ish%, 80% of the city is controlled by the Russians. But you have stuff like this.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Бывший Бахмут. Передай привет.
Привет.
And as you guys saw, the city itself is completely almost destroyed. Like the Russians have now brought T-90s into the center of the city. Well, I'm going to say the center, but they've now entered the outskirts of the city, and they're actually firing on Ukrainian positions. They're actually firing on Ukrainian positions, which makes you guys think it is somewhat surprising, because that means that the Russians are actually okay with losing them, which is kind of a big deal, or they believe the Ukrainians do not have the resources to actually take them out. That's two different ways to think about this. So it's not it. So me not bringing up a bunch of mapping isn't because I don't want to make it or do it or take the time to research it all. It's because there's not enough going on for me to actually share with you guys. And I'm telling you guys, next week could be an absolutely massive week. Tomorrow could be a big week. It could be the start of it. Like, I have no idea. Everybody right now is just hanging out. I think we've been hanging out over the last 2 months just waiting for this thing to happen. I think right when it happens, you're going to see a lot of the same stuff that we saw last year, where it just went like this. And the whole news on Russia, Ukraine took off. I think the same thing could happen. Or we could see what happened back in 2014. And they went through their whole beginning of this war pretty much. And then it just stabilized and stayed the same for 7 years. You know what I mean? That could 7-8 years. That could happen as well. Really, it could. We have no idea. So we're all just sitting here hoping and praying that this thing ends soon and the Russians get their teeth kicked in. That's pretty much it. So I do love you guys. Thanks for hanging out with me over here on the channel. I will catch you guys on another episode, which is going to take place hopefully tomorrow. So I love you guys. I'm out.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.